Shavi. Vayovei Moshe, and Moshe came, Vayedaver, and he spoke, es kol divrei hashira hazois, all the words of this shira, ba'ozne ha'om, in the ears of the nation, hu v'hoshea benun, he and Hoshea benun. And although in the last pasuk in Parshas Vayelech, the pasuk already said, Vayedaver Moshe ba'ozne kol kal Yisrael, and Moshe spoke in the ears of all of the congregation of kal Yisrael, es divrei hashira hazois, the words of this shira atumam, until their conclusion, so why does the pasuk have to repeat over here? Vayedaber es kol divrei hashira hazois ba'ozne ha'om, that Moshe said the words of this shira in the ears of the Om, Panum Yafois and Malbum explain. Because first Moshe said the shira quickly in one shot, without explanation. And that is what the pasuk is referring to in Parashas Vayelech. And that is why it says over there, Atumam. He said it in one shot until their conclusion. Over here the pasuk is saying that he repeated it a second time, saying it slower and explaining all the details. And the reason why the pasuk says, Hu v'hashea benun, that Yahushua was included with Moshe to relate the Shira to Klal Yisrael, Rashi explains, so that Klal Yisrael should not say that Yahushua was nothing when Moshe was alive. Therefore, he was chosen on the last day of Moshe's life to also speak to the nation together with Moshe. And the reason why he is called Hoshea and not Yahushua, even though his name was already changed in Parsha Shalach, as it says, Vayikra Moshe li Hoshea benun Yahushua, Rashi explains, this is to show that although Yahushua was chosen to succeed Moshe, Yahushua remained as modest as when he was a young man, when his name was still Hoshea Benun. And the Chanukas HaTorah gives another reason why the Pasuk calls him Hoshea Benun. And he notes that the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Zayin Omer Aleph teaches that the Yud which was added to Hoshea's name to become Yahushua was taken from Sarah's original name. Sarah was initially known as Sarai, until Hashem appeared to Avram and commanded him to change her name to Sarah. At that point, the Yud began complaining that it would no longer be used in her new name, and it was only appeased when Hashem paid it back by adding it to Hoshea's name when Moshe changed it to Yahushua. Since Sarah was 90 years old when she gave birth to Yitzchak, it comes out that she was 89 at the time of her name change 1 year earlier. Sarah died at the age of 127, which means that the Yud wasn't used for the final 38 years of her life, from the age of 89 until the age of 127. Hoshea's name was changed to Yahushua when the spies were sent in the second year after Yetzias Mitzrayim. The events in our parsha took place just before Moshe's death, which occurred at the end of the 40th year of their living in the Midbar. It comes out that the Yud, which had been added to Hoshea's name to pacify it over its removal from Sarai's name, had already been used for 38 years, from the second year in the Midbar until the 40th year in the Midbar, which is precisely the amount of time Sarah lived after her name was changed. At this point, the Yud had received its full compensation, and the Torah therefore reverts to referring to Hoshea by his old name, Hoshea. Vayichal Moshe, and Moshe finished, Ledaber es kol advar mo'ele el kol Yisrael, to speak all these words to all of Klal Yisrael. Vayomer aleihem, and he said to them, Simu levavchem, apply your heart, to all the words that I am testifying against you today, that you should command them to your children, lishmar, to observe, la'asois, and to do, es kol divrei ha'Torah hazois, all the words of this Torah. The pasuk says, simu levavchem, apply your heart to the Torah. Since the Torah is very complex, one can only be kind of the Torah by applying himself to the Torah. Ki loy davar reiku mikem, and Rashi says two pshatim in these words. Rashi's first pshat is, Ki loy davar reik, this thing, referring to your toil in Torah, your yagia in Torah, is not reik, is not for no reason. Ki hu chayechem, it is your life, and you will receive reward for it. According to this pshat, davar is referring to yagias ha-Torah, and reik means it is not for nothing. Your yagias ha-Torah is not for nothing, you will receive schar for it. Rashi's second pshat is, Ki loy davar reik, the Torah is not empty. There is nothing in the Torah that is written for no reason. And if you explain the seemingly extra words in the Torah, you will receive schar. Uvadover hazeh, and because of this thing, ta'arichu yomim, your days will be prolonged al ho'adoma, on the land asher atem over mes ha'yardin, that you are passing over the Yardin, shama, over there, lerishta, to take possession of this land. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, be'etem hayom hazeh, in the middle of this day, lemar is saying. And Rashi tells us that the phrase of Ve'etzem Hayom Hazeh appears three times in the Torah, each time indicating that large masses of people were determined to prevent Hashem's word from being carried out. So Hashem ordered it to be done be'etzem hayom hazeh, in the middle of the day, in the view of everyone, and let them see that no one can stand in the way of Hashem's will. The three times are when the generation of Noach were determined to prevent Noach from entering the Teva. Hashem brought Noach into the Teva be'etzem hayom hazeh, to show them that they cannot stop him. The second place is when the Mitzrayim thought that they can stop Klal Yisrael from leaving Mitzrayim. Hashem therefore took Klal Yisrael out be'etzem hayom hazeh. And the third place is over here, where Klal Yisrael thought that they could stop Moshe from ascending to Har Nevoi and dying. Therefore Hashem ordered Moshe to go up publicly be'etzem hayom hazeh, to show that no one can prevent it. And the reason why a fourth place is not mentioned, which is by the Mila of Avram in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perik Yud Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Gimel, where there the Pasuk says, Vayomal es besar alosam be'etzem hayom hazeh, Avram did the Bris Mila in the middle of the day. So why isn't this mentioned as one of the places where it says be'etzem hayom hazeh? Nachlas Yaakov says that in these three instances mentioned, there were actually large groups of people who threatened to stop others who wished to carry out the will of Hashem. But in the case of Avram, Rashi does not say that there were people who actually said that they would stop him. He says only that Avram performed the Mila in the middle of the day to preempt others from claiming that had they known that the Bris Mila was being done, they would have attempted to stop him. Therefore Hashem told him to do it be'etzem hayom hazeh in order that people will not be able to say that they would have stopped him. But by these three instances, there were actually large groups of people that threatened that they would stop Noach, they would stop Klal Yisrael, and they would stop Moshe Rabbeinu. And Hashem said to Moshe, Ale el har ho avorim hazeh, go up to this mountain of Avorim, Har Nevoi, which is Har Nevoi. Har Nevoi was called Har ho avorim because it was through this area that one passes into Eretz Yisrael. Ho avorim, a place that you pass through into Eretz Yisrael. And so does Rashi explain the word ho avorim in Parshas Chukas, Perik Chof Aleph, Posuk Yud Aleph, Rashi Divrei HaMaschil ho avorim. Asher be'eretz Moav, Har Nevoi is in the land of Moav, Asher al Pnei Yerechai, which is opposite Yerechai. Yerechai is called in the Torah by the name Yerechai. Yerechai was actually in Eretz Yisrael, on the west side of the Yarden, and opposite it, on the east side of the Yarden, was Har Nevoi. Ure'eis Eretz Canaan, and see the land of Canaan, Asher ani noisin levnei Yisrael la'achuza, that I am giving to the Bnei Yisrael as an inheritance. Umus, and die, Bahor Asher ato oilu shama, on the mountain that you are going up there, vehei osev el amecho, and be gathered to your nation. Kasher meis Aaron ochicha bahor hahor, just like Aaron your brother died at Har hahor, vayeyosef al amov, and he was gathered to his nation. And this means that you will die the same misa of Aaron, just like Aaron died a very pleasant misa, and saw his position given over to his son Elazar, so too will you die a pleasant misa, and see your position given over to your Talmud Yehoshua ben Nun. And the reason why you will die is because al asher ma'altem bi, because you caused Klal Yisrael to trespass against me, b'soich b'nei Yisrael, among the b'nei Yisrael, b'mei merivas kodesh midbar tzin, by the mei meriva which was in kodesh in midbar tzin, al asher lekidashta moisi, because you did not cause my name to be sanctified, b'soich b'nei Yisrael, among the b'nei Yisrael. Hashem told Moshe that he would die in the midbar and wouldn't merit leading the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael because of his sin at Mei Meriva. In explaining his sin, the Torah seems to give two explanations. Al asher ma'altem bi, because Moshe caused Klal Yisrael to trespass against me. And secondly, al asher lo kidashta Moisi, because he also failed to make a Kiddush Hashem, to sanctify Hashem's name among the Jewish people. What are the two different components of this Avera? The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph, warns a person to remember that he will be required to give a din v'cheshvin, judgment and accounting, before Hashem. What is the difference between din and cheshvin, which seems to be synonymous? The Vilna Gaon explained that din is the punishment a person will receive for his actions, the actual avera. The Mishnah also teaches us that a person must also give a cheshvin, meaning that he will additionally be punished for the opportunity cost of the avera, which is all the good deeds that he could have accomplished with the time and resources he invested into the Avera. Din is the Avera itself, and Cheshbin is the calculations of what good he could have done in the time that he did the Avera. The Meshech Chachma explains that our Pasuk is emphasizing these same two concepts. The Torah begins by stating Moshe's actual avera, in that he caused Klal Yisrael to trespass against Hashem by hitting the rock instead of speaking to it. Additionally, had Moshe followed Hashem's orders and publicly spoken to the rock, a tremendous Kiddush Hashem would have occurred. The Torah teaches that even the great Moshe Rabbeinu has to give a din v'cheshbon. He was punished not only for what he did, hitting the rock, but also for what he had potential to do, the Kiddush Hashem, had he followed Hashem's orders. And the reason why I'm telling you to go up to the top of the mountain is because now is your last chance to see Eretz Yisrael. Ki because mineged tires oretz. From a distance you can see the land now. Now is your last chance. V'shama loy savoy, and over there you will not come, ela oretz asher ani noisein levnei Yisrael, to the land that I am giving to the Bnei Yisrael. I know that Eretz Yisrael is precious to you, and if you do not see Eretz Yisrael now, you will not be able to see it ever again. Zok Rashi Pasuk Mem Dalet, Hu v'Hoshea Benun, Moshe and Hoshea were the ones that said the Shira. Zok Rashi Shabbos Shel Diyoy Zugi Hoysa. This Shabbos, the day that Moshe died, was a day of a set of two. Diyoy means two, and Zugi means two. Nitla Rishus Mizeh, the authority was taken from Moshe, v'nitna Lazeh, and it was given to Yahushua. On this Shabbos, the authority belonged to Moshe on the first half of the day, and on the second half of the day, the authority went to Yahushua. It was a Shabbos of a set of two leaders. Hamid loy Moshe miturgman li Yeshua. Moshe on that day gave Yeshua a miturgman, a spokesman. In earlier times, the leader of the nation would deliver his lectures indirectly. He would speak to the miturgman, and the miturgman would explain this lecture to Klal Yisrael. Giving Yeshua a miturgman was a sign of handing over the leadership to him. So Moshe gave Yeshua a miturgman on that day, Shehei Dorish Bechayov, in order that Yahushua will be able to lecture during Moshe's lifetime. Kedei Shelo Yomer Yisrael, in order that Klal Yisrael should not say, Bechay Rabcha Lehoylecha Lehorim Rosh. During the lifetime of Moshe, Yahushua was not able to lift up his head. Therefore, Moshe allowed Yahushua to lecture during his lifetime. The Lama Kare Kan Hoshea, why does the Torah call him over here Hoshea? Lama, I have to tell you, Shelo Zocha Daita Elov, that Yahushua did not become conceited. Even though the leadership was given to him, he lowered himself and was very modest, like he was originally when his name was Hoshea. Zok Rashi, simu levavchem, apply your heart. A person has to have his eyes, his heart, and his ears directed at the words of Torah in order to understand them. And so does the Pasuk say in Yecheskel, referring to the structure of the Beis HaMikdash. Ben Adam, the son of man, Re'ei Be'enecha, see with your eyes, Uva'oznecha Shema, and with your ears hear, V'sim Libcha, and place your heart. So Rashi says, Hari Dvorim Kavachomer, this is a Kavachomer, Uma Tavnes HaBayis, Ma'aduch, the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, Shehu Nira Le'inayim, which is visible to the eyes, V'nim Dad Dekona, and can be measured with a rod, Tzorach Adam Sheyiyu, a person has to direct his eyes, his ears, and his heart in order to understand them. Divrei Torah, the words of Torah, shehein kaharorim hatluim besaro, that are like mountains hanging on a hair. They are so complex. Alachas kama v'kama, all the more so, in order to understand these words of Torah, one must apply himself to the utmost in order to understand it. Zok Rashi ki loy davar rei kumikem, loy lechinam atem yegeim bo. It is not for nothing that you toil in Torah. Ki harbeschar toliba, because a lot of reward is dependent on your yugia. Ki hi chayechem, because it is your life. Davar acher, another pshat, ein lecha davar reikem ba'Torah. There is nothing empty and extra in the Torah. Sheim tidreshenu sheim by matan schar, because if you darshan these seemingly extra words, you will receive schar. Teida lecha, I can bring you a proof. Shekein Amru, because Chazal say on the Pasuk, Vachois Loitan Timna, and the sister of Loitan was Timna, the Timna Hoisi Pilegesh, and this same Timna was the Pilegesh of Eliphaz. And this seems to be unnecessary information that the Torah is giving us. Why is the Torah telling us who Timna was? So Chazal tell us, Lefisha Amru, since Timna said, Eini Kidai Lias Leleisha, I am not worthy of coming into Avram's family and being the wife of Eliphaz. Halavai, if only ve'eya pilakshay, I can be his pelegesh. And by the Torah telling us, va'achois loiton timna, that Timna was the sister of Loiton, we see how prestigious Timna was, because Loiton was the head of the Chayri. And if she was his sister, she must have been also a leader. And still she felt that she was not worthy to enter into Avram's family and marry Eliphaz. The Kol Kach Lomo, and what was the reason why it has to tell us Achois Loitan Timna, Loidia Shivochi Shel Avram, to let it be known the praise of Avram, Shahayu Shel Toinim Umelochim Misavim Lehidavuk Bizarai, that leaders and kings desire to attach themselves to the children of Avram. And she felt that she was not worthy to marry Eliphaz, only to become his Pilegesh. So we see that even a seemingly unnecessary piece of information is teaching us something about Avram's family. Zot Rashi vayedaber Hashem el Moshe be'etzem hayom hazeh, b'shloshim mekoymos nemar be'etzem hayom hazeh. In three places the pasuk says be'etzem hayom hazeh. Nemar b'noyach, it says by noyach be'etzem hayom hazeh b'noyach. In the middle of the day, noyach came into the table. B'marois oreh shel yoim, by the appearance of the light of the day. L'fi shehayah b'nei dorei omrim b'kach v'kach, because the people of his generation said, we swear by such and such a God. Im anu magishim bai, if we perceive that he will go into the teva, ein anu manichem oisili konis bateva, we will not allow him to enter the teva. V'loi oid, and not only that, elo anu noitlim kishilim v'kardumois, we will take sledgehammers and axes, umibakim es ateva, and break down the teva. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, hareini machnitzoi b'chatzi hayoim, I will bring him into the teva in midday. B'chol mishi yesh biyodoi koyach limchois, anybody who has in his hands the power to object, yavoi v'yimche, let him come and object. B'mitzrayim nemar, by Mitzrayim it says, be'etzem hayom hazeh hoitzi Hashem, in the middle of the day, Hashem took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. L'fi shehayu Mitzrayim omrim, b'kach v'kach, because the Mitzrayim said that we swear by such and such a God, im onu margishim bohem, if we perceive in them that they are trying to leave Mitzrayim, enonu manichem oisam lotzeis, we will not allow them to leave, v'loi oid, and not only that, ela anu noitlin sayofes uklei zayin, we will take swords and weapons, v'hargin bohem, and kill them. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, hareini moitzion b'chatzi ayoim, I will take them out in the middle of the day, v'chol mi sheyesh b'yodei koyach limchois, and anybody who has the power to object, yavoi v'yimche, let him come and object. Afkan, so to over here, b'misase shel Moshe, by the death of Moshe, nemar be'etzem hayom hazeh, it says in the middle of the day. L'fi shehayu Yisrael omrim b'kach v'kach, because Klal Yisrael said, we swear by such and such. Im anu margishim boy, if we perceive that Moshe will die, ein anu manich moisai, we will not allow him to die, which means we will not allow him to go up to Har Nevoi, odom shehayitzionu mimitzrayim, the person that took us out of Mitzrayim, the korah lonu es hayom, and split the sea. V'horid lanu es hamon, and brought down the mon for us. V'higiz lanu es haslav, and caused the slav to fly for us. V'helu lanu es habe'er, and brought up for us the well of water. V'nosan lanu es ha-Torah, and gave us the Torah. Ein onu manichem oisai, we will not allow him to go up to Har Nevoi and die. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, hareini machnisei b'chatzi hayoim, I will bring him into the mountain in the middle of the day, and let us see if you will be able to object. Zok Rashi, kasher meis Aaron avchicha, you will die like Aaron your brother died. Ba'oisa misa shero'isa, that misa that you saw, v'chomarata oisa, and you desired. Shehifshit Moshe es Aaron, beged rishon. Moshe took off of Aaron his first article of clothing. V'hilbishoi le'elozar, and he dressed it on Elozar ha'koyin. V'chein sheni, and so the second article of clothing. V'chein shlishi, and so the third. And the articles of clothing that are mentioned over here are referring to the big day kahuna, which were taken off Aharon and placed on his son Elozar. V'ro'o b'noi b'chvoidoi, and Aaron saw his own son taking over his position, taking over his glory. Amaloi Moshe, Moshe said, Aaron ochi, Aaron my brother, alei lamita, go up on the bed. V'ola, and Aaron went up. P'shot yodecha, stretch out your hands, uposhat, and he stretched them out. P'shot raglecha, stretch out your legs, uposhat, and he stretched them out. Atzoi meinecha, close your eyes, v'otzam, and he closed them. K'moitz picha, close your mouth, v'komatz, and he closed it. V'holach loy, and then Aaron departed from the world. Omar Moshe, Moshe said, Ashrei mi shemeis b'misazu. Praised is the person that dies such a death. So Moshe desired such a death, and therefore Hashem told Moshe that you will also have such a death. You will die a peaceful death like Aharon, and you will see your Talmud Yehoshua taking over your position. And this that Rashi says, Shehifshit Moshe Saharan, that Moshe took off from Aharon, Beged Rishon, the first article of clothing, V'hilbishoi le'elozar, and put that immediately on Elozar, V'chein Sheni, and so the second article of clothing, V'chein Shlishi, and so the third. Ayin in the Sefer Parshas Sav, who asks, how is it possible that the first article of clothing that was taken off Aharon was placed on Elozar? The article of clothing which was taken off Aharon first must have been the outermost garment. How then was that immediately placed on Elazar? And the Sifra therefore explains that this procedure was carried out b'derech neis, in a miraculous manner. Zakrashi al asher ma'altem bi, because you trespassed against me, it means geramtem limol bi, you caused others to trespass against me. Al asher lo kidashtem oisi, because you did not sanctify me, geramtem li, you caused it to happen to me, shelo yiskadesh, that I did not become sanctified. Shamarti lochem, because I said to you, v'dibartem el hasela, and you shall speak to the rock, v'hem hikuhu, but they hit it. And you needed to hit it twice. And if they would have spoken to the rock, and it would have given its water, without hitting it, the name of Hashem would have been sanctified. Because Klal Yisrael would have said, this rock, it does not receive reward nor punishment. Im zacha, if it is worthy, ein loy matan schar, it does not receive reward. Vim chato, and if it sins, ein loyke, it is not punished. Kach mekayim mitzvahs boroi, it still fulfills the commandment of Hashem. Anu loy kolshkein, all the more so we who do receive reward for doing good and punishment for doing bad, we definitely should listen to Hashem. So if Moshe would have spoken to the rock, there would have been a tremendous kiddush Hashem. Zakrashi ki mineged. Mineged means me rochoik, you will see the land from a distance. Tire, ki im lo sirena achshov, if you do not see Eretz Yisrael now, lo sirena oid b'chayecho, you will not see it again in your lifetime. V'shama lo savoy, and over there you will not come. V'yodati, and I know, ki chaviva hiloch, that Eretz Yisrael is precious to you. Al kenani oimer lecho, that is why I am telling you, alei ure'ei, go up and see Eretz Yisrael.